I don't know how much would you like to commit to memory, but in the Vietnamese service, I asked them to commit to memory in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. This very important chapter, this love chapter. Did anyone do the homework? Find out what the song, the last time I kind of sing out. What is it? How's the song go? What is it? How's the song go? I want to know what love is. I want you to tell me, right? I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. You heard the song, right? So that song is a kind of theme of this, trying to find out what is love is about. And God wants to teach us a lesson about love here. God wants to teach us something that we need to exercise. Now, I mentioned about many times that the underlying attribute of God is love. That's it. We don't need to worry about what you need to do and what you don't need to do. If you use the principle of love, everything will solve. Now, we live in the world that we define our own love, our own action, our own response, our own word. But here, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is defined for us. If we do it the correct way, if we do Christ's method, we will find happiness in this life. A lot of time we want to do our own ways. A lot of time we want to fight in the world. A lot of time we want to get something in our own way. That's where we get problem. That's where we get problem. We think the world ways will lead us to happiness. No, no. The world way is never lead to happiness. It will lead to destruction. You look to any movie star. You look at people who want to be famous. They change their idea. They change their identity. They want to be famous, and they go down the drain. You look at any rich people who not be careful. They want to be climb up the ladder of corporation, and they will fall flat on the ground because they not uphold the love definition. And so what I share with you in the next couple of weeks or months is very different from the world. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Okay? We already go through chapter of verse 1, verse 2, verse 3. And say, if you have everything in the world without love, God say, it's nothing. Nothing. Zil, zip, nothing. Verse 4 say, love suffer long and is kind. So last week we were looking about love is suffer long. That's mean patient. Patient with other. Patient. Take time. Be patient with other. Give people time to respond. Give people time to do what you like to do. This week we look about kind. What does mean kind? How can you be kind to other people? Now it's a very simple word to be kind. But it's in the Bible, that's mean very important. Today, people don't have time to be kind. Today, people don't want to be kind with others who are unkind to us. It's easy to be kind with other people if they are kind to us, right? But to other, to the stranger, to people who are not polite to us, we don't want to be kind. Well, what do you mean by be kind? What is kindness? What is kindness? I come to the church quite often, especially the summer. I take my boys come to the church almost every day. And as we drove on Freeway 605 and take an access on Ramona to enter the church, you've probably gone that way many times. Some of you maybe not. But always we see that at the exit at the ramp, what do you see? A homeless. A person have a sign. They say they need money. They need a job. Anyway, my son seen that scene every single time. And now, suddenly, they ask me, Dad, I want a bag. I want to put something in the bag. I want to give to that homeless man on that corner. Anyway, before we took off, they ready to prepare the bag. They put a water bottle in there. They put a glowing track in there. And they put a dollar in there. And so, this time, strangely, I come to that particular intersection ramp. I see an old man, long hair up to waist-high, and it seemed like the man haven't taken a bath for months. Long, thick hair. I said, you know, this is kind of worried. I said, Daniel, he's sitting the left-hand side of the car. I said, he's probably the closest. Are you really want to give this back to the man? And so, oh, is it okay? I mean, I'm kind of afraid. I said, well, it's up to you. Well, he rolled down the window, and I'm afraid, too. He's sitting in the back. If he stick his hand out, I don't know what happened. But he stick his hand out to give the man a bag. As we drove up, the man looked into the back, pulled a water bottle, a glow track, and a dollar bill, and they smile. I'm happy. Now, why they be kind to some stranger? It's something in their heart that they want to be kind to someone. And that's a simple mind that you and I need to learn, maybe from the children, to be kind to other people. Now, we are not born to be kind with other people. We are born to be selfish. We are born want to be greedy. We are born to do something for ourselves, not to other people. We are not born to be kind. We try to be kind to earn our way to please God. It's not going to work. We are not born to be kind. So we need to learn how to be kind. We need to learn from the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now look with me in a couple of ideas in the Old Testament. How did God show his kindness to his people? What did he do? Go with me in the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah, we look at chapter 9. Nehemiah chapter 9. This very text, this very chapter, or at least this book of this Bible, where Nehemiah, he was captured to go to Babylon. And he see God's work in his life and God's children. He traveled back to Jerusalem. The wall's torn down. He wanted to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. He's desperate to do that. And there's a point in time he argued with the people. He got to argue with the God's people. Why shouldn't you build God's wall? He said, we should do everything to build. And people said, no, it's been broken down for years. No one took a look at it. Why would you come down and say, why don't you come back to Babylon and you want to build this wall? You want to be a hot shot or what? And say, no, I want to build God's temple. When I left God's temple, it's so beautiful. And now we let it ruin. We have to rebuild God's temple. And here, Nehemiah tried to share us a story. That this is what happened to God. Are so kind to his people. Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 16. And he more or less grew to the people who are behind or not building God's temple. He said, but they and our father acted proudly, hardened their neck, and did not heed your commandment. This means our fathers, our grandfather, our people are not follow your commandment. Verse 17. Refused to obey, and they were not mindful of your wonders that you did among them, but they hardened their neck. This means God have done so much for his people, but they hardened their neck. And their rebellions, they appointed a leader to return to their bondage. They want to lead back into Egypt, but you are God, ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abundant in kindness, and did not forsake them. That means Nehemiah said, you know what? Whatever we did, we abandoned God, we forsake him, we are hard-necked people, but God still act kindness to us. Do you have someone like that? Do you have someone that in your life? You do everything for that person, but they don't listen. They are so hard. Everything you say, they try to crack you. But God say, whatever happened to my people, I will love them. I will treat them like a pearl. It's so beautiful. My friend, this is why we need to see God's attribute. He was so kindness to everyone. Everyone. The woman was caught in adultery. Other people ready to stone this very woman. But Jesus Christ said, those who did not sin can cast a first stone. Yes, God knows that's a sinful. But God have mercy. God have kindness to this woman. He will do anything for everyone to show kindness. Remember, my friend, that's the attribute of God. God not saying, not, he did not say he show kindness to accept people's sins. No. But he quickly forgive people's sin. Go with me in the book of Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10. Isaiah, a prophet of God, chapter 54, verse 10. And this is how Isaiah described God's kindness. For the mountains shall depart, for the hills be removed. Now, can move? Can mountain and hill be moved? No. But let's say if it can move, God said, but my kindness shall not depart from you. My kindness shall not depart from you. Regardless how sinful you are, God said, my kindness will never depart from you. You can come to God anytime, anywhere. He said, my kindness never depart from you. My friend, I have a loving God here. He will be kind with me regardless of what I'm doing. You know, you have friends, you have co-worker, you have people that you live with, people that you mingle with. And sometimes they're not so kind to you at all, and so you ignore the whole thing and say, I'm not going to be your friend anymore. If my boss is not kind to me, I'm going to find another boss. If my company is not good to me, I'm going to find another company. We are quickly trying to destroy the relationship. We are quickly not to act like kindness. But God said, you know what? My kindness never removed, regardless what happened to you. Another text I want to read to you is Isaiah chapter 58. Now God showed kindness to his people, to you and I, so we can learn from example. We can know what love is. Love is kindness. He said this, is it not, Isaiah 58, verse 6 and 7. I'm just reading verse 6 now. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? The fast that I have chosen to loose the bonds of the wickedness? That means don't hold to the people who do wicked to you. Undo the heavy burden. Any heavy burden, undo it. Forsake it. And let the oppressed go free. That you break every yoke. God asked you and I that this morning. Are we willing to do that? Are we willing to let it go? Are we willing to forgive others? Are we willing to release the burden? That's what God's word is all about. It's to show kindness. My friend, it's really hard to show kindness to someone who are unkind to us. But God say, if you want to have the love that I have, this is what you need to follow. Now, a lot of times we say it's going to be very hard. But it's just hard that you think so. If you think it's easy, it will be easy. If you think hard, it will be hard. Right? If you think keeping the Ten Commandments is hard, it will be hard. But if you think it's easy, it's easy. Let God work in your heart. Let He engrave the word kindness in your heart, then everything will be easy. Now, let's be practical now. What thing we can do to help us to accomplish this? Now, some people ask me, why do you need to accomplish? Why do you have to treat other people kind? I just don't have to play with them. I don't need to hang around with them. Why? God wants you and I to grow. God wants you and I to grow spiritually. God wants you and I to mingle with people unkind. Mingle with people unselfish, selfishness. God wants you to do that. God wants me to do that. Because He wants you to grow in faith, to be like Him. Remember, God teaches love, so we reflect God's love character to other people. Remember, If we love one another, the world will see we are his disciples. And so God was going to help us, to mow us, to help us to grow, to be like him. How many people? You want to be like God? I mean, I'm not to be God, be like God's character. To have that same attribute. That's what God wants to. When we talk about the Ten Commandments last series, we talked about everything boiled down is to love. Okay? If you don't see that, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 will help us that. Everything is boiled down is to the word love. And so one of the definitions of love is to be kind. First thing that we could do is talk less and smile more. Talk less. God give us one mouth. Instead of two mouths, like two ears, is talk less. Listen more and talk less. We are quickly want to talk. When a child come out of the womb, the first thing is talk, cry. That's what we do. First time we wake up, we want to talk, cry. We want our ways, not your ways. We want this, we want that. God says, talk less. Look at Jesus' disciple. I mean, look at Jesus' example. Do you find he talk a lot? Somehow, read through the gospel, I see he's very slow. He talk less, he want to listen more, he want to help people. When people are trying to pin him down, what do he say? He don't say anything. Am I right? That's Jesus' example. You don't have to respond. You don't have to win every conversation. You have to be quiet and let God do the work. Let God do the work. Talk less. And if you smile, people will stop being kind to you. You know, when you throw things out, I'm so mean to this person, I'm going to say all this, and that person looks back at you and says, smile. What happened? Other people are going to stop. Right? That's what happened. Smile. Think of Jesus when people do that to you. Think about it. When they crucified Jesus, Jesus cried and said, forgive them, for they know not what to do. That's all we need to do. Forgive them. Forgive those who curse you. Forgive those who treat you unkind. That's all you need to do. Then you forgot about it. If you go to the every single day like that, you will help to develop godly character, to be kind to other people. To be kind to other people. Now, the next thing I want to share with you is something very important in the book of Psalm. Psalm chapter 51. Now, you know what Psalm 51, what is ringing the bell to you when you hear about Psalm 51? God created me a clean heart. Am I right? Is that Psalm 51? Okay. But I'm not alluding to that text. I'm alluding to the very first verse of Psalm 51. This would happen. This is a prayer of repentance. This is a prayer of David saying, have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. Have mercy on me. That means he is sinful. He did something wrong. He comes to God and he cried out, have mercy on me. Because you are a God, always kind to me. Always have kindness. According to your multitude of your tender mercy, blot out my transgression. Now, this relation between kindness and transgression of the law. That means forgiveness. David said, you know, God, you are God of kindness because you forgive my sin. If I come to you, confess my sin, you forgive. And so in order to treat kindness is, first of all, you have to forgive. If God not forgive David, he cannot show kindness. Somehow it's a requirement. You have to forgive other before you can show kindness. And so point number two is this. Is your action is very important. You have to forgive others. Now, if you someone do wrong to you, someone unkind to you, someone curse at you, You have to forgive. If you don't forgive, the first word you say is to be unkind to other people, to that same person. If you forgive that person, then it's all gone. When it's all gone, you still love that person, you speak right word. That's very important, my friend. Forgiveness is one of the key to be kind to other people. Now, maybe you don't see that, but try it out. Try it out. They're unkind to you for some reason. They say something for some reason you might not know. You might not know the situation. But if you forgive them, just like Jesus forgave the who curse him and crucify him, then he can say, Father, forgive them. And he can speak word of kindness. Forgive them. Forgive them. Someone come late to you and say, oh, why you come late? You don't treat people with kindness. Someone doesn't do the right thing, right time for you, you start to upset. Why? God showed kindness to you and I. We should do the same. Now, this is the point here. Do to others as you would like them to do to you. Now, this is an easy one. You know why when the parking lot you're coming in, you see people carry a lot of stuff, maybe big part of soup for you and I to eat. And we are so busy, we go run on our own way. Let this old lady carry the big pot of soup. The question I'm asking myself, what's my kindness? I come to church, just learn the Bible and the doctrine, but not exercise to be kindness to others, to help someone. When you see someone go up an elevator or go down, carry so many things, and they drop their food or drop the thing, are you take time to be kind to them? You see, they don't work. They don't need to hear you. You preach the gospel. They want to see your action. Are you helping? Are you willing to help? Are you assist them to go in somewhere? That's what happened. So you ponder with me this week, are we act kind to other people? Are we willing to lend our hand to help out? Sometimes we think it takes too much of our time. Help someone, give them a ride. Stop by the roadside, fix their car. We take too much of my time. I want to get my degree. I want to make more money. I have a second job. It takes too much time, and we don't have time to show kindness to others. You know, one time, some of you might be here to the story. I have an old car, Toyota Camry. I drove the car, I think, 270,000 miles. It's too much. And I have to go rebuild the engine, and it costs a lot of money. And so I decided, why don't I sell the car for $1,000? That's what it costs. And put the money and buy a new car. Anyway, I about to do that, but I saw another member drove a car much older than mine. And I feel like, should I give this car to that guy? That's mean I give $1,000 away. I mean, to me, it's $1,000 a lot. Well, somehow speaking to my heart, I said, just give. You know, God will give you something else. Okay, I just do that. I give the man that man that car. And so he really happy to have the car because his car broke down. This one is better. Anyway, so there go my $1,000. So I go buy a new car. Guess what? Kuti probably know that. Tony probably know that. I go buy a new car. I find a new car $3,000 less than a market price. I gain $3,000. I give $1,000 away. Now God give me $3,000. How much I gain? $2,000. My friend, that taught me a lesson. Be kind to other people. If they don't have it, you have more, give them. If you have two coats, give them extra one. Just give them. God will give you back. God will bless you. If you give more, God will bless you more. So be kind to other people. Take time to be kind to other people. You will never lose your time. God will give you time back. God will give you extra time. Some of the students say, no, I lose time in study. God will give you a good memory to score, to do well in the test. God can do that, right? God can do all that. So think of other. That's what definition of love is to be kind to other people. Another point I want to share with you. Let's turn the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. And this is what Paul is teaching us what to do here. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ also forgive you. That's exactly I want you to remember that text. How God treat you, we should treat others the same. God are so merciful on us. God are so kind to us. We come to Him, He's willing to forgive us everything. We come to Him, ask for something, He's willing to give to us. And that's what God wants us to do the same. God wants us to do the same. As brother and sister in Christ, as children of God, we treat others as Christ treats us. When you ponder one thing, should I give my last dollar to a homeless? What would God do? Should I give my last water in a hot day to someone who in need? If you question, you got to question that, then you ask, would God do that in this case? If you think every single question, every action you do, then you start show kindness to others. My friend, kindness is one of the things very hard to do because we are so busy in this world. We want to run off to do our own thing and not look at surrounding us people who are in need. Would you ever thought about it? God put that person in your way to teach you a lesson? Would God put that scenario in your ways so God wanted you to build your faith? That's what God wanted to do. Every trial that comes in your life count as a blessing because God wanted to teach us something. And when God teaches something, you will grow. You will grow in faith. So at this week, only word that we need to remember is kindness. What can we do to others? Today, as we fellowship together, this week, as we go to school and go to work, what word that you choose to say? Always think positive. Positive is the key. Look at positive things in other people and tell them, you will do good. You are great. You are my friend. If you say that, you change someone's life. You make the day. It's wonderful. That's what we need to do. As a Christian, make other people happy. Then they find who we worship and they will search for Jesus. There's a story that was told. The construction worker worked on the building next to the hospital. As they worked in the building, they saw the same level, the third floor, there's a little girl who in the hospital, and she just looked in the window out every single day at the construction do their work. And she cannot talk to them because the sealed window is far away. So she make a poster. Write us the name. She wrote her name. My name is Lisa. What is yours? The construction worker, soon they got to see a poster right at the third floor window. And so they look at that. Say, that's interesting. Someone want to talk to me. So these guys go back home and buy a poster. Write the name. My name is Harry. My name is Bill. My name is Jack. and hold up the poster, and the next line say, "How old are you, this little girl?" And so she responded the next day with a new poster saying, "I'm 7 years old. How old are you?" As the conversation go back and forth, back and forth. You know, these workers look at the poster, this girl, look at this construction, back and forth, until one day, the construction worker don't see the girl in the third floor anymore have a poster. And so they wonder what happened. And so at the end of the workday, they go to the hospital and ask him, you know, "Where is this Lisa in the third floor, this little girl?" And so, you know, she gets so sick and she had to send to intensive care. And so all these guys get together, chip in, buy, put money together and buy flour and write a card to her every single day until she get well. But as they work on the construction, when they see our poster, they say, "Wow, maybe she get well." But she look clearly and read on the poster, say, "Lisa had just passed away. Thank you for caring. Thank you for caring." During trial, during sickness of this girl, Lisa, these men know nothing about Lisa, but they care for her. My friend, Jesus Christ care for you and I more than you ever know, more than you ever think of. He cared for you so much that he was willing to die on the cross. If he get a chance, he will mark on that cross, say, "Kindness, kindness. As much kindness I show to you, you should do likewise. Because among you in this world, you are brother and sister. You are the same bloodline. You are like everyone. Why would you treat someone unkind? How much kindness I have showed you. How much care have I shown you? Please, look at the cross and do likewise. Show kindness to other people." My friend, if I see my sons treat each other unkindly, I feel very sad about God. How much would he cry for his sons and daughter to treat each other kindly? Treat them kindly. Use a word to share with other people. Treat them kindly with love as Christ has loved us. May we go out of this place, learn just one word today, to treat others kindly. May God bless you.